So you say biohacking, like I love this idea of biohacking. Genes are the future, are they not? So I mean, we're starting to unzip or unpackage and crack the code around these genes.
Welcome to the Becoming a Pharmacy Badass podcast, where we talk about how to diversify your revenue streams, increase your net income, and optimize your operations to create the pharmacy of your dreams. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. Well, hey there, everyone. Welcome to Becoming a Pharmacy Badass podcast. I am your host, Dr. Lisa Faust. I am the founder and CEO of Diversify RX, and I get the pleasure of helping independent pharmacies stay open, surviving, and thriving by helping them improve cash flow and profitability. And one of my favorite things is to learn about kind of new things that are happening. I'm kind of a technology, like functional medicine kind of geek. And so I love wellness and I love wellness technology. And so an old friend recently reached out to me and told me about this new technology called BioScan 360 is his company. And it's all about like preventative and early kind of detection, yet helping people understand like their overall wellness. And it's cash-based revenue, which is our favorite kind of revenue to talk about and things that we want to add. So I immediately said, hey, let's have a podcast together. I want to tell other pharmacies about this. I know so many of you are looking into those cash-based revenues, those kind of more clinical types of things. And I think this might be a good fit for many of you there. So please welcome to the podcast with me, Dan Nichols. You might recognize him. He's been on before. But this is a new venture and kind of some new technology. So Dan, welcome to the podcast. I appreciate you taking some time. I know you already shared with me a lot of information, but willing to kind of share with the world out there of our pharmacy owner and pharmacist listeners out there. So give us just kind of a brief overview of your background before we kind of dive into the technology that we're going to be talking about.
Sure. Yeah, I've been self-employed since I got out of high school and through college. My heart's always been with the entrepreneurs, the startups, the independents. My previous career over the past few years before I jumped into this was in the health and wellness space. I've got a heart, I'm not just saying this because I'm on your podcast. I mean, my heart is so deeply ingrained in the independents. And people doing their own thing and living out their dreams and not cashing the paycheck of fear, you know, because they had to have the 9 to 5 at the steady thing, but just really pouring into their own thing. I love it. I love it. I love it. I taught classes on entrepreneurship here locally in the Detroit area for years, for decades at the library. I just this past weekend was on with a women's empowerment business discussing the psychology of entrepreneurship. It's just a big piece that I like to talk on. But anyway, I'm just passionate about independence, passionate about people doing their own thing, and glad to be on.
Yes, I do too. That is my heart. I'm just an entrepreneur at heart. Obviously, I got struck by the pharmacy bug early in life. But me and my husband are both serial entrepreneurs. So I love that. And I think that's why we've always had that similar passion for just business in general, because I'm just a big believer. And when you're successful in business, you're successful because you're helping other people, you know, and people want your services and products. And so, and I think that's the way that independent pharmacy owners need to survive. You know, it's not just about dispensing whatever comes in anymore. It's really about making your pharmacy desirable to the patients that you want to serve, whether that's being the place where diabetics know they can come and get the care they need, or if you're creating a weight loss clinic where people can lose weight. Like, no matter what that is, whatever you're passionate about, you know, attract those people and serve them well. And because of my love for kind of the wellness space, functional medicine, tests in general, like I'm a test junkie. If there's a test out there, I love to take it. Good. And that's kind of just led me to a little bit more on kind of like this wellness side and kind of like that leading innovation, you know, follow Dave Asprey and the other biohackers and those kinds of things. And I love that world. And so whenever you had contacted me about BioScan 360, which is your new venture, into this space, that I was very much interested. I was, you know, you shared a video, was able to kind of get what you're looking at, but you have a really great story that kind of succinctly tells about this technology, what it's doing for patients. And then we can kind of talk about how pharmacies can get involved and really where it fits into that local community, independent pharmacy. So I'll go ahead and throw it over to you, and you can kind of just get us all started on what the heck BioScan 360 is all about.
Yeah, so I don't think I'm much unlike any other independent out there, not even you, Lisa, as far as you got bit by a bug at some point where it was a pharmacy bug, the entrepreneurship thing. You saw somebody somewhere and it just tipped that off in your head. You're like, I'm going to do that. I often think when we look back We can see that there was somewhere, some moment, or maybe a collective of a few moments that just sort of put us to where we are today. You know, whether you saw an individual and you're like, I want to be like that person. I want to do what they do. And for me, the entrepreneurship thing has always been there. But more deep than that for me has been like helping entrepreneurs. So like, but my biggest problem, Lisa, has always been like, I haven't been able to hack that, find a way to make money helping people, because the people I want to help are the startups that don't always have the money to keep food on my plate. So that's stressful. You know, I have a friend of mine, he's a business consultant. Now this guy earns, you know, he's earning $500,000 a year doing business consulting, but he consults with high-end stuff. He takes companies public. He does that sort of thing. I haven't been able to crack into that. And candidly, I don't know that my heart's as much there as it is with the small guy. But let me tell you quickly my story where I got bit by this bug. So when I was 10 years old, I watched three of my four grandparents die of cancer and heart-related issues. At that age, I became fearful. That's what happened. I became afraid of getting cancer someday. Zip, fast forward to 11 years ago, I got colon cancer. And when it happened, I remember thinking to myself, I wasn't surprised a bit. People say, how come you think you got it, Dan? You're one of the healthiest people I know. You eat the right foods, you take the vitamins, you exercise, you do all this stuff. How the heck did Dan Nichols get cancer? And I'm like, you know why? I manifested it. I thought about it every single day for 40 years. It was no surprise to me at all. When it happened, I thought, oh, yep, I knew you were coming. Like it was like an expectation. I fully believe that we manifest stuff, that we put it in that mental radar and we pull it into our, into, you know, our sphere. So for me, the health thing has always been a big deal. And I heard it said one time, Lisa, I thought this was brilliant. Somebody said to me, like, Dan, there's two people that are coming out of the health food store. Or in your case, it could be coming out of your pharmacy and they're holding a bag of vitamins or healthy food or whatever it is. There's two people coming out of there. Somebody that's holding a bag of love because they want to care and nurture their body, or somebody holding a bag of fear. I was holding the bag of fear. I was afraid. I was scared I was going to get this stuff. So I'm reading Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw in the 80s, you know, about free radical theory of aging. I'm megadosing on my ascorbic acid. I'm taking all the, this is me as a teenager doing this stuff. And so you say biohacking, like, I love this idea of biohacking. Genes are the future, are they not? So, I mean, we're starting to unzip or unpackage and crack the code around these genes. And as they continue to shed light on these, the scientists and the people diving into this, we're learning how to upregulate and downregulate, how to solve for the deficiency of that gene variant. Well, let me take you to October of last year, 23. I was at a health expo, functional medicine health expo, with the OTC product that I was, you know, marketing director with. And I was there, you know, selling our product. And over in the corner, there was this guy and he, and this man and woman, and they had this machine that's called the MCG, the multifunctional cardiogram. And I was like, oh, what's that? Long story short, I get hooked up to it. This is October last year. I don't actually sit down and talk to a cardiologist that actually did the review of this. This is Med 3.0. This isn't 2.0. This is 3.0. This is a complete evolution from where we've been. We've been using in the heart space, and I'm a guy that has 20 years of atrial fibrillation issues. We've been using in the heart space equipment that was developed in the 1890s. You know, the EKG machine goes back to the 1890s. This has not advanced much, not in the United States. In Japan, it's the standard of care, the multifunction cardiogram, the unit that I represent and sell, and the one that I do scans with, and the one that your pharmacy can have, you know, scan days with as well. So I saw that machine, and it wasn't until February where I finally, frankly, I was probably avoiding it. I didn't want the interpretation. I'm like, I don't really want to hear about it because I was scared. So I'm 3 or 4 minutes into the conversation with this cardiologist and the gentleman that's been pioneering like the interpretation of this report. It's a non-invasive scan. It takes 10 minutes, a lead to each ankle, a lead to each wrist, and one on your left chest. And it takes 10 minutes, non-invasive. It has 3 million patient scans over the last 25 years. We're talking about deep neural network learning. We're talking about deep learning. This, like people say, oh, it's like an EKG machine. And that's kind of like saying a horse and buggy is like a Tesla. No, it's not. They're not the same thing. They're not even in the same ballpark. Yeah, they transport you, you know, and that's about it. Oh, and the one happens to have wires. Yep, that's the only thing they really share in common. So I get there. I'm about 3 minutes into the review and the doctor says to me, he's like, hey, Dan, are you a heavy drinker? I said, no, absolutely not. Never have been. Why? Even in high school, I was scared of, I don't want to end up with heart problems or health problems. So he said, all right, I want you to get, before we go any further, I want you to get it tested for the MTHFR gene. And I'm thinking, geez, this is interesting, because I knew right away what the MTHFR gene is. And it helps to process or methylate folic acid in our body. Well, guess what we spray on everything in our country? We spray it, all the grains get sprayed in folic acid. So before I even had my second conversation with this doctor, before I had that, I got off of everything folic acid. In the 3 or 4 weeks that passed after that, before I got my results back, because I had to send away for a swab. I had a cheek swab done. I sent away for that. Before I even did that, I stopped folic acid in my diet. I lost 8 pounds. Just like that. Well, it was largely because I was getting off of the snacky stuff, you know, and I also reduced my carb intake. My goal was always 25 grams of carbs a day, knowing full well I'm probably going to hit 50, but my goal would be 25 every day. I was a late night snacker. I also started fasting too. Basically, I would try to end by midnight and wouldn't eat till noon the next day. And when I say try, I did a darn good job of it. I mean, my wife looked at me, she's like, dang, she goes, you were serious. I go, yeah, you know it, because this is health related. And to me, it's also my competitive nature, Lisa. Like, I don't want to lose against something I could win against. Like, I don't want to let cardiovascular issues. I don't want to let this, I don't want to become pre-diabetic, you know, all this crazy stuff. So I, anyway, fast forward again here to about, I think it's been about 6 weeks ago, I get the full blown review by the guy. Sure enough, he was 100% right. Not only what did I have a variant, 60% of the population has difficulty processing folic acid. 60%. How many people know that? Barely anybody, right?
Most pharmacists, we just don't do a whole lot with that info.
Right, right. So I get tested for this gene, something your pharmacies and independents could be telling people, why don't you get tested for that? 60% of their patients have a variant. I happen to be of the 10% of that 60%, if you will, because I'm not a mathematician, but you know, some, it's roughly in there. I'm of the 10% that's homozygous for that. So not only did my mom and dad each have a variant, but I got the double trouble. I got the mega dose of it. So since I was a kid, it might explain. Interestingly, he says this to me. He has no idea my past. He goes, yeah, you know, it could be ADHD as a child. It could show up as ADHD. I'm like, oh, whoa. My mom said I was off the charts as far as like, I mean, they didn't really test for that in the 70s, but my mom said that she had teachers like, you need to hold him back. He's too hyper. He's, you know, like he needs to, you know, settle down. All that stuff went on. But then, you know, like most things, I learned to develop and work around it, right? I learned to use it as an advantage, actually. So ADHD, depression, bipolar, manic, these are things that are heavily tied, especially to people that are homozygous for that gene. So I feel like here I told you I'd be a few minutes on my story and I'm already a few minutes into it. But what happened in that 10-minute cardiac scan, and I put that in serious quotes, was I figured out that I was had a variant on that gene that had created highly possible that it caused my colon cancer 10 years ago, because it causes a lot of heavy gut inflammation. For 30 years, I've had gut inflammation. Guess what happened when I got a folic acid? It nearly disappeared. Prebiotics, probiotics. I've tried all that stuff for decades. I've done all sorts of things. None of it did it. When I got off of the folic acid, it virtually went away. You know, now if I get a burger, if I'm out somewhere, and I do, I kind of am more caveman diet. If I get a burger now, I will just get it without the bun. You know, it's plain and simple. So that happens. My gut health improves immensely. I would say it's 95% better. I would say overnight almost, because that's pretty much what happened. He discovered I had small vessel disease, which he said, your dad died of congestive heart failure. Yeah. And my dad also had colon cancer, by the way. Interesting. But my dad dies of that. And had they been able to detect that cardiac issue earlier, which you can, because small vessel starts to move into major, more, you know, deeper problems on the cardiovascular system, including cardiac failure. So I've discovered that now. I also discovered I had myocarditis. So I have inflammation. He goes, it's probably happened in the last couple of years, probably possibly because I got COVID at some point and that triggered this virus thing. It triggered, you know, some inflammation in my heart. So fascinating. I was mind blown. And when I figured my time was done with the other company, I resigned and I dove into this thing literally without a parachute, Lisa. So one of my marketing angles is the pharmacy industry. I've grown to know people in the industry, including yourself. I've grown to have a care and concern for them in a number of ways, including how we roll our product out. And I want to make money and help put food on the table on my own table and the independent pharmacies. And I can come into their pharmacy and I can do scan days where they, you know, 15 to 20 patients back to back all day long. I do the scan and then I give a piece of the action to the pharmacist, to the independent. So that's kind of my angle on this. And pharmacies is a great play for me because it makes the pharmacist look great. Because then the back end for that, they start to really start to think about things like, oh, if we catch this stuff earlier, maybe I don't have to put this person on this drug and that drug and that drug, ones that they're not making much margin on anyhow. You know, maybe instead they can put them on nutraceuticals that help to put them on the right path and they have better margins anyhow, you know, and get it in advance before it becomes major. So.
Right. So somebody listening, thinking multifunctional, you know, cardiac scan, like, whoa, wait a minute. Like that's beyond my scope. We're not talking about the pharmacist doing the scans, interpreting the scans, anything like that. We're basically just talking about the pharmacist being a welcome host where you host you coming in with the machines. Yeah. You're not paying for a machine. You're not buying a machine. You're anything like that. You're basically marketing to your patients and saying, hey, we're going to have this guy in here with this really cool test that can do all these kinds of things. You know, each one is 10 minutes. You might schedule a patient every 15 minutes, you know, and they come in and they can get the scan and cardiologists interpret it. Other people interpret it. You know, you're not going to have to be the one to like learn this or be an expert on it. But as you said, it starts to position that pharmacy from that clinical side, that wellness side. You know, obviously during COVID that happened a lot of that transformation happened where patients see pharmacies as places to get like care, like vaccines and things like that. It also has driven more pharmacies to kind of that functional medicine, that nutraceutical, like let's fix the underlying conditions. You know, you mentioned being homozygous for the MTHFR. Pharmacists, you know, we have tests that we can do for that. You know, they can be the one to sell the MTHFR test to the patient. They can one that can sell them the already pre-methylated B vitamins. They can fix some of the pH issues that might be found. They can do a lot of those things with the nutraceuticals. So while you are making money on the test in terms of like, hey, you're going to help share some of that revenue with the pharmacy, but really those back end opportunities is where it becomes really exciting because now you have this group of patients that are obviously interested in wellness, health, longevity. If they're taking time out of their day to come in and get a scan, then you know that those patients want certain things out of life. And so you can start to provide those things, whether it's hormone testing, maybe you do compounding, you know, maybe you just get into the functional medicine side with the nutraceuticals. Like that creates like this really small niche of patients that are willing to not only put out the time, but in the effort, but also the money to purchase things that will then help them, you know, live the life that they want. So I think this is a really cool opportunity for pharmacies where they get to be, you know, cutting edge, but they're not having to put any money up. Like, you know, money's tight right now. We're in the middle of the DIR fee apocalypse. We got about 3 months left. So we're 3 months in, we got about 3 months left before it really starts to ease up. And so this is just a really cool opportunity where they're not having to pay thousands of dollars. They're not having to take a bunch of training courses. They're really not having to do anything except, again, be that hospital, that host that just welcomes you in and welcomes their patients in and basically does an introduction between you guys and does those scans. So if somebody listening to this is like, this is all really kind of cool. Like, this is interesting. Like, I'm all about like, let me make some money and not have to do any of the work. Like, I get it. Like, yeah, let's get to the chase. Like,
yeah, they just have to market the expo.
What do they need to know? Like, how do they contact you? What is the step process? Like, what does that all look like for like, kind of if they want to set up a scan day in their pharmacy?
Yeah. So I would actually provide them the materials, like the flyers to try to advertise, kind of give them a little marketing kit, stuff they could post on social, all that sort of stuff. The goal, of course, just purely economic. And I think us all as business owners understand it. I've got to back to back them about every 20 minutes throughout the day. So I can't afford to, you know, fly to Texas from Michigan and do a scan day if there's only two scans. You know, I mean, the goal is 15 to 20 scans, and I can get into the numbers and stuff with them on the phone, you know, no problem. But the best way to contact me is bioscan360. That's bioscan360@gmail.com. bioscan360@gmail.com. The website is bioscan360.ai. And that's the thing too, people, this is AI, Lisa. And I like that you said this was cutting edge. This is before your hospitals even have it. You know, one of the most famous doctors that just picked this up is in your neck of the woods, Lisa. And that's Dr. Peter McCullough. And he's the most published, most researched doctor cardiologist in the planet. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I mean, this guy knows his stuff and he believes in this technology. In Japan, it's standard of care. You catch the coronary artery disease 5, 10, 15 years before it's a problem because the current technology cannot pick this stuff up. It can't pick it up. Heart stiffening, myocarditis, metabolic disease, which leads to all sorts of other issues. Pretty much every major disease starts with some sort of metabolic issue. And
Yes,
this
that is
picks
true.
this up. So all they got to do is reach out to me. Phone number 248-541-0250. Again, I'm Detroit, 248-541-0250. And my name is Dan Nichols.
Awesome. Well, if you're listening to this and this sounds interesting to you, I highly encourage you to look at it. All of you have hundreds of patients. I know you can probably, you know, get those 20 that he's looking for to be interested in a scan like this. Those of you, especially that are in the wellness, clinical, functional medicine space, I think this fits very, very well. You might even get together like other local practitioners. Like, do you have a chiropractor maybe that's next door? Do you have a massage clinic or something like that? Like, don't be afraid to really like look at your community and see like, hey, how can we bring this to our community? Even if it's a couple of businesses coming together, I think that would be another really great opportunity. If you need any help like figuring that out, feel free to reach out to me, make a comment on the podcast. I'm happy to help in any of those ways as well, because this is a cool opportunity. Again, no upfront costs. You're just leveraging your relationship with your patients, bringing them this to them. And I think there's a huge back end opportunity here as well for your pharmacy. So thank you so much, Dan. I'm really excited you've told me about this. I can't wait to get you in my area so we can hook ourselves up to it. Because like I said, I love tests and love learning more about our own bodies and wellness. And, you know, because I want to be here for a really long time because I love my kids. So thank you so much. Thanks for all that you continue to do for independent pharmacies. It's so nice to you know, broaden that network of people who are passionate about helping independent pharmacy owners. So thank you so much, Dan. And thank you for BioScan 360.
Thanks so much, Lisa.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you found this content valuable, here are four ways I can help you have a more profitable pharmacy for free. One, join my free group at lisasrxgroup.com. Two, get the latest strategies at diversifyrx.com/blog. Three, watch helpful videos at lisasyt.com. Four, hit that subscribe button and please be sure to leave us a 5-star review so we can help more pharmacy owners and bring those insights back to you. Becoming a Pharmacy Badass is proud to be a part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network.